So thanks for calling in, Damon. Would you like to just give a bit of an intro to yourself?
Yeah, no worries. It's Damon Pearson, and it's about Throwaway Planet.
And what's a throwaway planet?
I paint these planets. I paint them on canvas or whatever it is I find, a small planet, and I throw them away. And so far I've painted and thrown away about, well, I've painted over 4,000 and I've thrown away nearly that many. And I throw them to people, at people, whatever, and I, you know, ask them to look after them better than I, the person who's thrown them away. And I've been doing it for, best part of 10 years now. It's my artistic response to the way that human beings are, number one, throwing the planet away with consumerism and products that we don't need. And also kind of metaphorically about the way that we throw ourselves away and our relationships away and the gifts that we've been given and, you know, throw our love away and our lives away.
So it's a sort of a metaphor?
Well, it is a metaphor for sure. It's an artistic metaphor and I see myself as a bit of an artivist. It's my way of dealing with what's going on.
So it's a really clever idea.
Oh, thanks.
And how did you come across it?
Well, it came out of my brain, but because I've been an artist for years and I've painted, you know, painted and done whatever I do, I just got driven mad by the way that we were having an election. This was about 10 years ago. I think Julia Gillard was getting in and she didn't mention the environment hardly at all. And nobody was talking about it. And meanwhile, we were losing our forests and what's been predicted, you know, the Great Barrier Reef is being destroyed. And, you know, our rivers, we've just had a big incident about our darling river drying up, you know, the dead fish and all that sort of stuff. Nobody was talking about it. So that was how I, you know, that's how I sort of calmed myself down. By painting the throwaway planet.
So, I think things might have got even worse since then.
Well, I would say that probably a year or more back I was getting pretty depressed about it all. But then a whole bunch of young people, like school strikers and Greta Thunberg and people like that, all started getting active. And this re-infused me. So the last year I've just been painting them, you know, non-stop almost, and now we're up to 4,500. And I don't see any reason to stop yet. And yes, I do think things aren't getting better. They seem to be getting worse.
So are you going to continue doing it?
Yes, I'm sure I will do. I've got another batch at the moment that I'm in the middle of. And I do them in batches of like 50 or 100, and I'll just keep doing it. I have a bit of a strategy ahead of me. I've been taking note of this idea that 3 or 4% of the community can actually be enough of a trigger to change the way a community thinks. And so I'm thinking I might look at, you know, anywhere I am, try and work out how many people there are there, and then maybe aim at giving away or throwing away, you know, enough to cover 3% of that community. So there'll be quite a few more to go yet. But, you know, who knows? I can see 5,000 coming up pretty soon, and I don't see any reason to stop before I get to 10,000. So time will tell.
Very innovative.
Thanks. It's just, you know, it's just what I've responded to. I can tell you that most people, when I throw a planet at them, they understand almost straight away what's happening, and they have a bit of a chuckle that we, you know, we see the serious side of it. And I don't have to say much. People pick it up straight away. So I'm sort of confident that at least people have the idea.
So you have a Facebook page. Do you want to tell people about that?
There is a Facebook page, that's right, and people can go and have a look at it. It's just called Throw A as in a throwaway planet. And that'd be nice to see people's likes and nice to get some feedback on them. If they want to contact me through that page, they can, and they can let me know how to get a planet to them. I'll send them one. The first one's always free. I've given you a couple, Sue, to maybe you might want to give a couple away.
Yes.
And anyone wants to contact me, they can do it through that Facebook page.
Well, that's really good. Thank you for that information, and I'll see if I can get it out as broadly as possible.
Thanks for inviting me on to talk about it, Sue. Good on you.
Yeah, no worries at all.